Second date update.
All right, we got Nolan standing by. Nolan had a great first date with Mary, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help him out this morning. First of all, Nolan, tell us how you met Mary.
We met actually on Match.com.
Okay.
And yeah, it was my first time using the site. You know, she was really pretty. She didn't live too far either. We went out to a bar, had some drinks. But yeah, the thing is, I thought everything went well, and then I just never heard back from her. I mean, I didn't see any warning signs or red flags or anything. I thought everything was fine, but she just kind of stopped returning my calls.
All right, and nobody drank too much or anything like that? We just asked, you know, just...
No. We only had a couple. I mean, you know, I just wanted to kind of get to know each other. So
sure.
One or two beers kind of helped, you know?
All right. Well, let's have us call Mary, see if we can figure out what the problem is, see if we can get you a second date.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mary?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Hawkeye, Jasmine, and Connected K from 96.3 KSCS Radio, Hawkeye in the Morning. Can we talk down the air for a second?
Yeah, sure.
I know it's very odd that a radio station calls you out of the blue. The reason we're calling is we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update, and people call us when they had a great first date, but for some reason never progresses to a second date. We got a call about you.
Really?
Yes. Do you remember going out with Nolan?
Oh, yeah. So that's who called you guys to call me, Nolan?
Yes, he said you guys had a great first date, and he said he never heard from you again.
Well, it's I can't do braces. He's got braces, and his profile, I don't know if he told you, like, how we met, but, like...
He said you guys met on Match.com?
Yeah, in his profile picture, like, none of his pictures, he had braces, and then he showed up, and it was... He has braces.
Like, you're acting like he had full-on headgear on or something.
Well, I mean, like, it just kind of felt like back in high school, you know? It's okay when you're dating someone in high school to have braces, but, you know, he's a full-grown adult.
Well, it's not that uncommon. I mean, I see a lot of adults now have braces. It's not as uncommon as it used to be.
Well, I mean, if it was, like, 1990, I get it, but, like, now you can get your teeth capped, you can get veneers. Like, there are things that you can do that's pretty instant. Like, so why would you get braces? That I don't understand.
We actually have Nolan on the other line here, and he at least wanted to say hello this morning. Is it okay if we bring him in on the conversation?
Sure.
Nolan, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, it's just braces, though, right? Was that why you never called me?
Yeah, I just can't do braces. I'm sorry.
What? I only have to wear them for like a year, though.
A year is a long time. Why don't you get those invisible braces?
Why don't you pay like an extra $2,000 for them? They're like way more expensive.
Wow. Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. Okay. You don't have to be all weird about it. You're the one who's being kind of shallow, right? It's just, I mean, it's not... doesn't define me or anything. It's actually making me better. I'm going to look better when it's done. I've always had kind of weird teeth, and my parents could never afford braces when I was a kid. I don't see how this is a big issue.
Yeah, and he's not talking funny.
I don't know. It just makes me feel weird. I can't do it.
All right. Well, Mary, thank you for coming on the air with us. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
You know braces aren't forever, right, Mary?
I do know.
Okay, just checking.
Well, I think that's kind of shallow.
Well, Nolan, I had braces as a kid for 5 years, and I know. I get it. You didn't get the answer you're looking for, and I apologize for that, but at least you got a little closure when it comes to Mary.
Yeah, I guess.
You're going to really appreciate it. When you take those braces off, this is going to be totally worth it to you.
Yeah, that's it. I thought people would kind of get that it's like a small price to pay, but I don't know. Apparently, she's still super concerned about superficial stuff.
When was the last time you had a Chalk Talk kind of time? I'm talking a call the babysitter, set your out-of-office automatic reply email, you're going all out kind of time. I'm talking riding a hot streak at the blackjack table, then cooling off at the Oasis Pool Swim-Up Bar. And I'm talking one card every casino and up to $500 of free play when you join the Choctaw Rewards Club. That's the kind of time I'm talking about. I'm talking about Choctaw Casino Resort Durant.
If you experience hip or knee pain, I know what you're thinking. Whew. And basically, you have two choices. You can wait until the gets so bad you can't stand it. Or you can take the first step to living without aha right now.